taking distance from your ego that you can see very clearly. We are always into the past or into the future, but never into the present moment, enjoying right now what I have. You start to think and to believe that you were just not enough for your parents, that then you become not enough for your friends. If you know how to use it, ego can be a very powerful tool to enjoy this life.
When we think breathing, meditation, what it's gonna bring to me?
But if you don't apply this in your daily life, it's just a moment of fake spiritual. I don't want to be a father. I don't want to be just myself with my kids. I don't want to give them direction. I want to be just an inspiration for them.
Start to feel everything and follow it, truly. This is for me about self-confidence.
Your future is now. The final result are not money. Money is just a consequence of this. All of us, we want to know to be just happy, healthy and wealthy. Why we use alcohol, smoking and many drugs. other drugs? Because we want help. We have no more energy. Because I never was thinking to become a shaman in my life. Come on, I will not do this. Oh, sure, this.
So hello, today it's our podcast with Antonio Siano, and we will talk about everything. So the first question to Antonio is, who is Antonio Siano?
This is a very interesting question, not only for me, but for everybody actually, no? The who I am, who am I? It's the question that every human being want to know. And I like to say that my name is Antonio Siano, but this is not only what I am. So I am many other things. Because a human being can be, of course, his name is identity, no? Antonio, so is my identity. Your surname is your family tree identity, because we have a tradition, we have a story, actually, about our family. But actually, we are not only this. We are much, much more. And this is the journey that every single person that went in, goes into the self-development is the first question that you ask to yourself. Who am I? And this is very interesting, because everything from this question starts.
Exactly. And it's very trendy nowadays. A lot of people are very looking to, they are looking for the answer, who am I?
Totally, totally. In order to do this, we have a very ancient tool coming from all part of the world, no, with different cultures. An example, meditation is one of these tools. And of course, it helps you to get in balance in order to connect with something very deep that we forgot, that it's our true essence. That is the real you, what we want to discover. And especially for me, the most important part is how to reconnect with this deep root of yourself, your true essence, what you really are, beyond your body and your mind, your ego, let's say your ego.
Is it possible?
Absolutely, yes, yes. When we born, of course, we are our body, physical body. We are our mind, our logical mind. And when I'm talking about a mind, I'm talking about even our personality or personalities. It depends, of course. But we are not only this. We are even our spirit, soul, as you wish to call it. That is, let's say, our deep connection with the cosmos, universe. We are not talking about religion. We are talking about something that it's beyond our body and our mind, again. So how to reconnect with this? Of course, there are a lot of tools. And my path actually started from a very simple thing, breathing. Yeah, I recognized that I was not breathing well.
How you recognized it?
I recognized because somebody, one day, I was in doing my my job in my office, and one person came to me and She said, oh, Antonio, are you not feeling well?
Mm-hmm.
And I asked her, no, I'm feeling very good. Why? Oh, because you are breathing very fast. I was breathing. I was nervous. I was in stress. But I was not aware of. That's the point. No? And so when something happens in my life that I was really very down in that moment, in very difficult moment of my life, financially, personal, from every point of view, I just understood that if I want to really start again to live fully, the only way was to start from scratch. And so my question was to myself, what was the first thing that I did when I was born? Actually, it's breathing. This is the first breath, is the first injection of life in your body, right?
When the baby is coming to this world first, is
you and breathe then and cry. Then cry. Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's, for me, the first thing that a human being does. So, and I asked just to myself how I can breathe better. So in order to understand how I am breathing, because the awareness to how you are breathing is it's putting you in a way that you have to focus on your breathing, when usually we doesn't, right? So I started doing, okay, let me focus on my breathing, but in 30 seconds my mind start to chat.
It's like on meditation when you start.
Exactly.
You start to breathe, but then you just go somewhere. You start to think, or you want to sleep. You want to lay down, or your mind says like, "What the f-? Just go
exactly.
on."
Exactly.
What are you doing?
Exactly. This is the point of
distracting
yourself, and this is very common actually, because you are distracted from things that you are doing in your job, in your daily life.
You don't have time. You're in a
hurry. Your mind is so strong because you are thinking just about your problems, right? And you are thinking about your past or your future, but you are never here and now. That's the point of breathing technique, because put you in the here and now, in the present moment. This is the key. And of everything, and we will talk later, because it's connected even about abundance, no? That is one of the topics that we want to talk about, to be here and now. Because starting from now, you can create new things in your life. If you are with your mind in your past, you will only be a victim of your past. If you are thinking only about your future, you will be in expectation and try to control.
Always stress.
How the future will develop. And this is not working. That's the point of the main point of all this journey.
But you know, I hear in every place, psychologists, the people, mentors, they're always saying about here and now. But actually, what does it mean? It's a very, like, easy to say, but how it feels, what is this?
Yeah,
and why it's so important?
Absolutely. This is a very interesting question, because sometimes it's misunderstood. What does it mean to be here now, no? And how to be here now, especially. Like no? Okay, I'm here right now.
And now.
So what?
Yeah, so what? This is the main question, so what?
Actually, coming back to my path, I started to do this on with breathing technique, and I just felt in the first time that I reached 1 minute that I can focus just on my breathing, how the air was entering in my nose, how the air was in my body going, how is coming out the air. For 1 minute, for me, was very successful. 1 minute, because I stopped to chat. I was just asking to myself, okay, it's working. 1 minute. Now what? I just felt a little bit more relaxed, and for me, at that time, was the best. You know, my day was a little bit less stress, and especially I can see things from a different perspective. So not thinking only that are all problem and all around you, there are only difficult situation, but okay, there are a situation that maybe I can work on and try to solve it. Going ahead, of course, it was more 5 minutes, 10 minutes, I was feeling always more balanced, more clear. And whatever was the situation, I can manage it. Mm-hmm. I was feeling confident that I can, whatever is your daily life, you can manage mm-hmm. in the right way, without not going into the stress, but to see things as they are. Mm-hmm. It's not a problem. It's just a situation. Now, if you focus on that, mm-hmm. you can manage and you can overcome that situation. You can overcome that situation. In order to share your experience, mm-hmm. Think about Diara before the first retreat mm-hmm. and think about Diara now. How you can describe before and after Diara, who was and who is now?
Before the first retreat, I was feeling that I tried a lot of things from psychology, from esoterics, a lot of coaches, a lot of techniques. And in some point, I just lost. It was I did everything and everything is good. And I understand the traumas and I'm doing the questioning for myself. But something is missing. I don't understand why I didn't feel the feeling of fulfillment of everything that I'm doing. And in some point I started to discover, I didn't discover, just really the medicine came to my life just in the moment that I really wanted something new. And now during this journey, I really understand that now I'm living my life, my dream life, that everything that I wanted and how I feel myself every day, how I react to the things, even how I can manifest my wishes, how I understand now that every thought that is on my mind is very important. And it's very good and it's very important to manage. And you start to manage and then you see that you are really creating your life. Now I'm creating my life. I don't have the words that something is punishing me, why I have this destiny. I know that I'm creating everything by myself and I'm creator of my life. Can you share a bit more about your journey that you started from breathing and to which point you came, what you did, like who you were before, about your life experience? Because I think for all people, it's very interesting about who you are, what you do in a daily life. Can you please share?
Well, let's start from this moment of my life, because of course, it was a moment when I had big company and everything fell down for some reason that now I know what was the reason of all this. But in that moment, I lost everything. I reached a very high place in society and financially, and everything was going very well. But at a certain point, I lost everything. And when I'm saying everything, I'm saying every single penny, every single moment. And not only, even personally, there was going something in my family and with friends. And so I was really lost.
Was it a long time ago?
Actually, was, more than 10 years ago. And that was the moment when I was very near to end my life. Because I was not seeing anymore a meaning to this life. And I says, okay, maybe it's time for me to go from this world, But then I recognized that it was even not true. Because I love to live. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I started to understand that, this is just my mind saying that, life is ended, but it's not. Because I have family and I want to see my kids growing. And that's why they were, of course, one of my inspiration on this. Well, the most important inspiration on this. And I just said, so what are right now my priorities in my life? Family, of course. Money is very important. So one of these is family, the first one, money, and so on and so on. But before, I understood that if I want to live this fully aware with my family, with my kids. I need to work on myself because I was really in a bad moment of my life. I cannot concentrate. I was very nervous, always thinking bad thing, you know. And that's why I started to breathe in this way. I want just to start from scratch. Let's start from scratch, like a new company. You know? When you start a new idea, you have the idea and you work just to develop that idea. And was developing after breathing technique. I start to read a lot of book of self-development, very inspiring for me. Many of them still are in my life. No, I start to even to focus on my passion about science, that is neuroscience and quantum physics. Just to, because I have a part very spiritual, but a part very logical. So I want just to put the pieces of this puzzle together, no?
It's perfect match.
Actually, for me, it's working. Yeah, actually, yes, it's working. after a while, I just felt that was for me a moment to experience something different. Not different, I just asked the... I remember I was working with my wife, actually, and we were working. I told her, you know, I'd like really to know, what is a shaman? And she told me, oh, you can go to Peru, Brazil, this part, and I don't know, to have an experience to meet some shaman, no? And actually, she's not in this. I don't know how it coming, what was coming out from her. Anyway, I went back immediately to my house, I Googled it, and came out really a word, that this word is ayahuasca. Wow, I just read the first line, and I said, oh, stop it. I was immediately thinking, no, this can scare me, but I felt the call. And that's the moment when I had my experience, actually, with ayahuasca. And I just found that this, for me, was a tool. I never had any kind of experience of drug experience in my life. So I was a little bit scared about that. But actually, I immediately understood that this was nothing to do with just a trip to go somewhere, just to have fun. No, it's a tool to reconnect with your true essence. Mm-hmm. And that helped me a lot because even my meditation, I was doing a lot of meditation, but my meditation speed up really a lot because I learned a lot from one session of ayahuasca. For me, it was one session, like 10 years of reading book, psychologist, or even meditation, was one night,
yeah, actually. Sure.
It was the start of my path as a participant. I was very, you know, committed in this because I understood that was a very good tool for me. I never imagined that this tool will become part of my life as all natural medicine, shamanic medicine, because I didn't know what was really this word, no, about shamans, about... I was just thinking that a shaman is somebody into the jungle doing something, I don't know what, you know. Sometimes even I don't care, I'm even scared from this, no? But actually, when I start to see that if you look from another perspective, this tool, and now even the science knows very well that many of these tools, like even marijuana, psilocybin, can really help the human being in a different way. We are not talking about trips or wherever, we are talking about something very healthy, even for yourself. Because these tools are working on four levels. So the mental level, the physical level, the emotional level, and the spiritual level. When an example, we took a pill for something that, thank you that we have this help, but they work only on one point.
Physical.
An example, the physical or the mental or whatever. And they forgot to, and they have a lot of collateral effects. Right? That's why you have to be very aware what kind of pills are you taking, for what. It's different way to work. Natural medicine, wherever they are, and I'm not talking only this powerful medicine, I'm talking even just if you took ginger, they work on these four levels. I understood that. So actually, even in my life, I changed everything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't use since more than 10 years chemicals, pills.
Mm-hmm.
I try to be as much natural as possible. For now, science helps. I'm not saying that chemical medicine are not good. Absolutely not. I'm just saying that I integrated in my life all possible, as much as possible, natural things. Because if you know how to use it, they works.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, need a little bit more time, but they works very well. Yeah, this was the start of my shamanic path,
mm-hmm.
actually.
Yeah, very interesting. And you know, the when a lot of people hear about ayahuasca, the first it's that they come to their mind, it's like nightmare, it's dark, it's a trip. Is it true, or like why it happens?
Actually, all the shamanic remedies,
mm-hmm.
when you go to a shaman,
mm-hmm.
and whatever is the remedy, shamanic remedy they is using, because these are actually what I know, but there are many others all around the world, actually. Natural, I'm talking about natural things,
mm-hmm.
to help people to heal physically, mentally, and spiritual, and emotional, of course. All of them, it's related to you, what you are really now. And we are the total of our life experience from zero to now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So all these experiences are what are creating in ourselves some logical pattern.
Mm-hmm.
Let me do an example, a very simple example. Money.
Mm-hmm.
What is money, right? People struggle to have money. People struggle to reach something, to
mm-hmm.
money. The question is, why? What you want from money?
I don't know, to live the life. It's like an instrument to reach the thing that you want. For example, some people want to travel, some of them want to buy some houses. I think actually depends on the purpose. Some people just want to show everything, and some of them, they just, like in a video game, they want to just to make comfortable life for their avatar as a soul.
Mm-hmm. This already is something more spiritual, but we will go deep.
Mm-hmm.
But usually people want money because they compare themselves to the society.
Yeah.
There are the social conditioning. If I don't have the a beautiful t-shirt with a beautiful brand, mm-hmm. I'm nobody,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Because this is the social conditioning. Our system right now is working. And of course, sometimes it's nice to have something of good quality. The question is always, why I want that? Because
mm-hmm.
I want to be like the others, because I want to show that I can do something even better than the others. When the point is just about to show something or to be like the others, this is the problem, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And money became struggling. So
mm-hmm.
more you have money, more you want, because you are into to show that I can buy a Lamborghini or I can buy a big house, just to show. When you are into spiritual,
mm-hmm.
or you are getting in connection with yourself, the question is not why, it's what I want to experience,
mm-hmm.
what kind of emotion I want to experience, right? Going down, down, deep. Okay, I want a big house, an example, because this big house can represent more comfort for me. And this is already because
mm-hmm.
you are in a journey. Otherwise, many people want big house because they want to show that they can buy whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
And when their friend will come, they become very jealous. This is ego, totally ego. And that's why I created a technique, actually. Because for me, the most important thing is that all these shamanic remedies helps you to show what you are right now as ego, let me say, the part of the ego, but then even to show what you are truly, so your true essence. The point is that for me was missing in this journey was the point to connect this with your logical mind. How can I really understand what, an example, this tool like ayahuasca or others are saying to me, are teaching to me? Because they use a different language from the human language.
Mm-hmm.
They use sign, vision, sometimes feelings in your body, healing. And if you don't understand this, if you don't know how to work this with yourself, can be quite hard. And that's why in time, I met many masters in my life. I met one very interesting person in my life that was doing with an organization a retreat around, actually, especially Europe, but not only. And he was using a kind of integration, right?
Mm-hmm.
To after the experience, the shamanic experience, was like an integration. That is not just to share your experience, but to go deeper, to understand what you were living, actually. What does it mean for you? And now you connect this with some logical pattern that you don't want anymore in your life,
mm-hmm.
right? I use this as an inspiration. Right now, I do this as a, I call this ego transcendence practice. What does it mean? Doing my the question by myself.
Yeah. I just want to ask the question, but you are reading from my mind directly.
Yeah, of course.
I just can stand and go. I'm joking.
Actually, ego transcendence practice means that you, with practice, of course, and exercise and many things together, I use a lot of science in order to help people to understand what is happening to you, even in your body, in your brain, and not only even energetically, but from the scientific point of view, is the way that you take distance from your main identity that we call ego. An example, if you are a person that in life you feel victim of the life, why this is happening always to me, why I don't have money, why I cannot find a
main
good
question
partner.
Of everyone.
Exactly. This is the ego talking, what some enlightened persons still now are talking about, the monkey mind that is mm-hmm. always talking within yourself, chatting, how to stop this. And when you stop, how to see from outside and take distance from this.
As observer,
exactly. It's very easy to say, but there is a journey in order to get there,
mm-hmm.
right? And actually, for me, even the meaning of this podcast is to share how to reach this. What is taking distance from your ego that you can see very clearly, that your mind right now is start to think that you have no money.
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot buy that, and wow, and the struggling and the stress, or your mind is going into the past, no? So why my mother, why my father told me this, and now my life is a very difficult life.
Mm-hmm.
And we are always in this. We are always into the past or into the future, but never into the present moment,
mm-hmm.
enjoying right now what I have.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, working with yourself in balance, to see that right now, yeah, there are situations that you want to improve. Yeah, there were some mistakes in past. There were some difficult moments of your life. More or less for each one of us, whatever was your trauma child, from your point of view, it's always the most important in the world, right?
Mm-hmm. For the best?
No, I'm saying, if an example for a person, maybe you lost your parents, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's difficult, of course.
Sure.
From another person, just because your mother was saying that you need to be a very good wife in your life,
mm-hmm.
This can be a very strong childhood trauma. Mm-hmm. So there are no more important childhood trauma, because
mm-hmm.
from your perspective, it's always the worst. What
sure.
happens in your life, right?
Mm-hmm. You have always special traumas.
Exactly.
You are the unique one.
And the point is that you have to reconnect with that childhood trauma to understand that actually they doesn't exist anymore. They were, yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Based on that, you created your personality. From
mm-hmm.
that moment, you start to think and to believe that you were just not enough for your parents, that then you become not enough for your friends, then you will become not enough for your family, for your partner, and so on. In your job, you are not enough. And you will continue to do.
This pattern to confirm again and again.
Exactly, to confirm that pattern. Exactly,
mm-hmm.
words.
Mm-hmm.
That's the point. How to stop this?
That
was my question. How can I stop this? Why I lost everything?
Mm-hmm.
I was so successful from my point of view and I lost everything. What was my mistake? What did I do? God, why are you punishing me? That were my question. But even this question, I recognize that were from ego.
Is it, Antonio, it bad? Nowadays, it's this kind of opinion that ego is very bad part of the people and you need to get rid of the ego. And what do you think? What do you think about ego? And if it's true, is it possible to live without ego at all?
Very interesting question. For me, ego is not absolutely an enemy. Ego is a tool. Mm-hmm. Ego can become your tool without identification into the ego.
Mm.
Because when you discover really the you remember actually, because we already know what we really are, our true essence,
mm-hmm.
let's say our soul, we already know this deep in ourselves.
Mm.
But we became the identification of this ego. So we start to act as an actor with this avatar, with this personality. And that's the problem, because you get identified.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes like a mask that became attached to your face. And when you look yourself into the mirror, you are not looking the true self.
Mm-hmm.
You are looking the mask. And that's the problem. For me, ego become a tool. If you know how to use it, ego can be a very powerful tool to enjoy this life. Because you can be in your life, you are already many things in your life. You can be a mother or father, a daughter or son, you are grandchildren, you are a business person or your job.
Different
you can
roles.
Be a dancer, a musician, many, many things. If you know how to manage your ego without going into of any of these identification of your roles, no, in the life, you can become whatever you want. You can become even a shaman. And that was my discovery, because I never was thinking to become a shaman in my life. Come on, I will not do this. Oh, sure, these things.
But when you decide to become a shaman, in which point did you understand it from the first retreat that you went for ayahuasca? Or what was the journey? Where was this point?
Well, actually, you don't decide to become something. The point is that you can decide to experience something.
Hmm.
And this is for all roles in our life. If you try to decide, I want to be that in my life, no?
Again, going to the future.
Again, going into the pattern, into the future.
Mm-hmm.
You are not living the present moment. So the question is, what are you feeling right now? And actually happens naturally, because I was starting to collaborating with some shaman and I was enjoying. And I see very clearly for me that staying near, an example, the shaman, collaborating with him and helping other participants was even more powerful than be just a participant. That's the point how I started, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, things get natural. I saw very clear that even for me, the word shaman has no meaning before, but I was born like this, actually. For real, when I was even a kid, I already was feeling many things, as all of us.
Yeah.
As this sensitivity to things. But what we do, because we are scared of this part of us, and it's sometimes even not accepted into religion, into society, we just put this in a corner, and this is a problem. This is the moment when we close the door to our soul. And this tool helps you to open that door. What you want to do, it's up to you. It's not up to the shaman. It's not up to the natural medicine that you are working. That's why they are just tool.
Mm-hmm.
As meditation. You can do whatever meditation you want. But if you don't apply this in your daily life, it's just a moment of fake spiritual, no?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm doing meditation. I'm very good at doing meditation. Okay, how is your life? Not so good. So you are not applying what you are learning through meditation.
Mm-hmm.
That's the point. And for me, this was always the key. I don't care to be a shaman. Still, I don't care to be a shaman. I only care because this tool that is to be a shaman, it's helping me in my daily life. When I go back to my house, I'm in harmony with myself, with my family, with my kids. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be a father. I want to be just myself with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
They can see even the man, not only a father. I don't want to give them direction. I want to be just an inspiration for them. And that's, for me, the point of mastering yourself. When you get in connection with your soul, you see very clearly that you will meet a lot of master. Everyone in your life are master. And you can see very clearly that you have your inner master, that it's your soul always guiding you. If you trust in yourself, how many times, an example in your life, happens that you trusted in yourself, in your gut? It was just like an intuition.
Yeah, it sometimes this kind of feelings, and now because I'm also in, on the way of my journey, so it's happening more and more, more and more. And because of this, the self-confidence is coming more. I start to trust myself, and it's very, very beautiful inner feeling.
Mm. And just to go into that, an example, no? For you, what does it mean to trust in yourself?
For me, it's the point that everything that is coming to my mind, and I feel that this is not just something that I want to do something bad, or just it comes and I'm following it, not thinking how I was thinking before, don't do this because you will maybe distract the person or maybe hurt or something, like, let me say, thoughts are mm-hmm. coming. And in some way, on some ceremony, I understood that this is part of my ego that is all the time holding me. It's part of my some patterns from childhood that I felt. And in some point, I started just to follow this inner voice that is true one. And you just follow. And then you understand that this was the best choice, because the person says, oh, I really wanted this. You just to start to feel everything and follow it truly. This is for me about self-confidence, and that you trust that the thing that you want, it really will happen. You just go without any result, without any expectation. You just go because you want.
That's very interesting, because actually I'm working with different kind of people mm-hmm. and different culture too, because I go around in many countries. And actually, I start to work even with some, let's say, celebrity or important person, very sometimes political or financially very wealthy mm-hmm. person. And it's very interesting, because when I ask an example to a business person, how you know if this deal will be really good for you and you will do something with this business, an example. And a business person knows very well, because everybody are always replying, actually, I don't think about, you know, to do money or whatever. I just know that what I'm doing, I like to do this and will become successful.
Mm-hmm.
That's your instinct, no? Your gut.
Mm-hmm.
As an example, when you follow yourself and, I don't know, you are in an environment that you just express yourself with dance, let's say, no?
Mm-hmm.
And you start to dance. You have to weigh. One, thinking that you need to dance very well, because mm-hmm. people can say, oh, you are dancing very well, no? And this is to show something. Mm-hmm. The other is just to enjoy your body, to feel that you are fulfilling something within yourself. And that's the connection with the soul. When you are just hearing the inner voice to say, move. And enjoy how you are dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think about the others. Don't think if it's correct, if it's right or wrong, the movement that you are doing. Just enjoy and let it go. That's to be in the present moment.
Mm.
Because you are not thinking the environment. You are not thinking, oh, I started dance in my past, or I want to become a very good dancer.
Mm-hmm.
No, you are just here and now enjoying this moment. You don't know what it can be. Maybe one day you will be a very good dancer, or maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
At the end, you lived this moment.
Mm-hmm.
That's the following of your inner voice.
Mm-hmm.
And more you do this, and more you will acquire self-confidence in yourself.
Trust. Inner voice.
Exactly.
Inner voice.
The self-trust is something that we use always less and less when we are into the identification of the ego. Mm. But when you detach from this, you see very clear, oh, now I'm thinking that I'm not good to dance because my mother, my father told me that, oh, you have to be very good at dance, blah, 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 blah. That's the point. Mm-hmm. When you detach from this, you see that actually now you have this pattern, but now you can enjoy. Because even thank you to some of these things that happens in your past, you are what you are right now. And from now on, you can improve yourself always just thinking now, here and now, in the present moment, starting from now. Mm-hmm. You don't know the future.
But yes, you know, I was thinking about this question. You say that here and now, but what, and don't think about the future, but is it, how are we gonna live if we only think about here and now? But all the people, for example, I will speak about me. I want some desires, I have some plans, some dreams, some wishes. How to, do I need to don't think about my future plans or and live only here and now? Or how it connects about that the future thing that you want? Do I need to make any plans?
Desires are very good, actually. Mm-hmm. The identification into the desires, no. Because start expectation. So what does it mean? An example, let's say that you want to make a career in your job. No? Mm-hmm. And of course, it's important that you can say, okay, I'm committed to reach this point in my life. I want to build a new company, I have this idea, and you want to reach this. First of all, it's very important. Why you want that? Why? Again, the why is very important.
The main seat.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Because if it's just because your parents told you that the only way is to build your company, if you want to reach something in your life, you have to do this, 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 mm-hmm. this, you are not following your true essence. You mm-hmm. are following your parents' thoughts, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And that's why we don't like. Mm-hmm. That sometimes it's good advice from our parents, of course, are not only bad advice, luckily for us, no? Mm-hmm. They are trying to give us always the best possibility. But sometimes the best possibility is what they think that it's, but it's not our best possibilities. Mm-hmm. Let's say that you want to build a company and your parents usually they told, no, no, you have to work for a company. Mm-hmm. It's more stable. It's more, you know, sure that you will have your salary then, on month. And this is a system,
stability,
right?
Old system.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But you want to build something for yourself. And you want to follow that. Why? What is the point of this? Many people can reply from ego, because I want to become rich. Okay, I will ask you, why you want to become rich? Again, mm-hmm. what is the main point of this? Are just to show that you can do, and you want to show to your parents, you see?
To prove
something. This will go not in the right way. Because you are following actually the normal pattern. If you are doing this because you feel that you are doing that is fulfilling you, mm-hmm. you feel well doing that business, an example, that project, you feel complete, you feel fulfilled. That's mm-hmm. why you want to do. Because you want to be one with yourself. And you know, there is a moment of intuition when you can feel in your body that you are so happy, even there is nothing. It's just a project, but you feel, wow, this can work. It means that you are listening yourself. That's the moment. Don't give up. That sensation is very important because it's not about your logical mind. It's about your emotion. Emotions are the door for our soul. Mm-hmm. It's not the logical pattern. It's not working. And now even the psychology, the modern psychology, knows very well that you, if you work only with your mind, doesn't work. Yeah. You have to work with your body, your emotion, and your spirit. You have to connect everything. Mm-hmm. That's why this natural medicine are so powerful, because they work on the four levels. That's mm-hmm. the point. Mm-hmm. So you want to reach something in your life, you want to reach, and it's very nice to have desire. You can have your own vision, right? You don't need actually tools to have visions, because we all have visions, sometimes during the dream, sometimes during the day, when something, wow, you know, the moment of intuition, no? You know, I can do that. And more you think about that, and more you are feeling excited, happy, mm-hmm. well, self-confident. In that moment, actually, you already are doing. It's already done.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to say this because I'm calling my online courses, mm-hmm. Your Future is Now. Mm-hmm. Because your future starts from now.
It's very interesting name, because everything that you talked really can resume in one word, that is the name of online course.
Exactly.
Yeah, so cool.
When you think in that way, of course, desire are important, plan are important, because for me, plan is a way to have a aware discipline on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
This is the most important thing. What all the master from the ancient thousands of years ago were teaching us is the self-discipline. What does it mean? Because discipline can sometimes be misunderstood with the military discipline or our normal way to think about discipline, no? To push yourself, to be hard on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not. To take care of yourself. And what does it mean to take care of yourself? If, an example, you are doing meditation, right? And you are doing your morning meditation, 10 minutes morning meditation, mm-hmm. do it every single day. Never give up. Never. Don't miss one day.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you, more you do this, more you will see the benefit of this. Because there are a lot of benefit, even for 10-minute meditation in the morning. That's why, an example, I'm sharing, even in the online courses, 10 minutes morning meditation, because it's very important to continue to work always on yourself, and especially to have a special moment just for yourself. 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
All Your of space. Us has to do, you know, something in their life. But there is a sacred moment for us that is, even during the sleep moment, this is very sacred. This is a moment when you relax your mind, you relax your body, and you get in connection with your true essence. That's the point. After, you will be very recharged and focused on what you have to do. Discipline. This is the self-discipline. Never miss. People that, an example, does fitness, they are very in self-discipline about that. But then, maybe another area of their life, okay, no, I don't care. No, you have to take care of everything. So if you want to build, an example, a business, let's say, and you want to have abundance in your life, you cannot think about lackness, right? You have to focus on the abundance of the present moment. So, an example, ideas are flowing. Take a journal, put down all your ideas, right? Do a list of what you want to do, what you want to reach, okay? When you do this, please don't forget every day to look again this list, because we'll change, because you are changing every moment, okay? Self-discipline, this is to have a desire and to work on that desire in order to achieve it. Remember that the desire, the final result, are not money. Money is just a consequence of this. The final result is that you can see very clearly that when you reach, one day you will reach that moment when business is successful, is working, everything is exactly what you were feeling the first time that you had the first idea. You remember? And you will see yourself there in years or months, let's say, exactly with the same feeling. That's the goal. All the other things are just consequences, like money. More you will go into debt, and more the abundance, the flow of abundance, it's not stopped from fears, from anger, from self-doubts, and whatever. That's the point. And in order to do this, you have to balance yourself. You have to work on your body, balance yourself, doing the right breathing technique, working on your past, trying to let it go, whatever is stopping you. And that's why, for me, shamanic journey and with shamanic remedies are so powerful, because they can really help. But it's not the only one. It's just a tool, mm-hmm. actually. Or yoga. There are many tools. We have everything in this reality
world,
that can help us, to reach this. But the first idea, the first, you know, sparkle, it's already done. And you know very well.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the question to, you know, successful person in financially or in, I don't know, in many other area, like celebrities, that they reach something. I ask always, when the first time that you had that thought, what you were thinking? Most of them, they were thinking exactly what they are experiencing now.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe 10 years ago, 20 years ago. They were just following themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Don't taking care of the others. Oh, don't do this. No, this is not a good business. Oh, no, you cannot be a singer. Or you cannot be this or this or this. You know? No, they were just going forward, feeling and following them guts. We say gut, no?
Mm-hmm.
Or heart.
Mm-hmm.
That's the point. To follow yourself, to feel fulfilled.
Let's talk about more about the shamanic medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have some from your journey, like a shaman? Mm-hmm. Do you have some cases or maybe some very one amazing case that you're really, let me say, proud of the result or something mm-hmm. like this? Can you share something?
Well, actually, I think that all people that start to this journey of self-development, passing through even the shamanic experience, they can say a lot of things, because it's not just one. And I had, of course, hundreds of people in this year around the world, so of different culture, different religion, different political conditioning. And for me, every time is different. And I have a lot of cases, of course.
Mm-hmm.
What I can tell you is that most of them, after this kind of experience, they start to be just more themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a lot of people after the retreat that they start to paint, to sing, to play guitar or other instrument, to write, to be just more themselves, to start to express themselves. One day this is coming actually to me. It's a person that I met here in this country. And this person was a very closed person, a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at her, she was always like angry, not angry. And during the work that we did together, and it was not only about the medicine, the shamanic medicine, exactly more into the ego transcendence practice that I do during the retreat, she start to get something. And she start to laugh, first of all.
Mm.
And this was the first breakthrough. Mm-hmm. But one day, I told to this person, do you like music, right? She said, yeah, actually, I was playing the guitar. And I did a joke with this person. I just took the guitar and gave to her. Mm. Please play for us. And she started to play very nice. And from that moment, she opened. She understood. That's even my personal journey. I was not playing any more guitar instrument mm-hmm. because I was into the business, money, and to reach this. Oh, this become stupid things. And creativity is something, you know, it's part
of... wasting time.
Wasting time, exactly. But actually, no, they are our way to reconnect with our inner child, with our soul.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end, right now, after some months, I can tell that this person is still continuing to play the guitar and she's just enjoying her life. It's not different. She's doing the same job and the same things during the day. And I ask her, so what it changed? I'm just enjoying more.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just more present.
Mm-hmm.
Every time that I'm in a place, I'm more present. I'm not thinking about jealousy or they want, you know, to betray me in the business, an example. I'm just more present. I see the things as they are
mm-hmm.
and not through the filter of my ego.
Mm-hmm.
That's the point. So all this experience and all this practice helps you to reconnect with yourself for three simple things. All of us, we want to know to be just happy, healthy, and wealthy. Mm. How to reach this?
How?
Can be very simple. Of course, needs your personal commitment.
Your choice.
Your choice. Why you want to do this? Because I want to be happy. I want to be in harmony with myself, with my friends, with my family. Very easy things, actually, that all of us wants. And to reach this, yeah, it's easy. Just to do exercise every day, to work on yourself every day. An example I advise very simple to people to do as you wake up in the morning, mm-hmm. immediately. The first thing that you can do is to do a meditation, 10 minutes meditation. Put a little bit of nice music, switch on a candle. Mm-hmm. If you like some essences, use it. Otherwise, create your sacred space just for you, 10 minutes. Start your breathing technique, focus on your breathing for 10 minutes and just relax. Have a straight position, mm-hmm. better, with your back. You can put the hands in this way, mm-hmm. or just relax on your legs and just close your eyes and concentrate on your breathing. Very easy. How the air is coming into your body and how the air is going out. When you will reach 10 minutes of this, you will feel at the end just more relaxed and more focused. So you can start your day and doing your things. I advise that you can do this in any moment of your day, but the best is right after you wake up and before to go to sleep. Mm-hmm. Because you all sleep as a baby, like a baby, when you do this every day. Mm-hmm. More you do, and more your sleep will be very deep, even meaningful. Your body will relax for sure. Your mind will not chat during the night. That's why some people has insomnia, mm-hmm. because you are chatting always.
Yeah.
And in order to stop this chatting, the only way is to relax your body with discipline, self-discipline. And this will balance, actually, yourself. Mm-hmm. And you will see a lot of improvement in this, because during the day, you will have a lot of challenges. Mm-hmm. Even in your job, your family, if you have kids, or you have a partner, or you are looking for a partner, an example, no? Mm-hmm. You will have a lot. The first benefit that you will see is that you are more present, and you can be really with people. You can really listen person. You will be able to do this. Because you are not already in stress, already your energy, body energy, mental energy are very low. No, you will be always charged from this. Mm-hmm. This is the first thing that really you can do. There are many other things that I'm suggesting, of course, during the retreat, during my online courses. That's why I did an online courses, in order to create a pattern that you can follow. Mm-hmm. Basic of this will be 9 days. And every day is progressive, of course, because every day you will learn something new.
Yeah.
You can add to this, if you like to do yoga or even fitness, why not? Whatever is your body exercise will be very good. And for me, another important part is journaling. To write down, especially at the end of the day, what you lived this day,
mm-hmm.
right? What you achieved for yourself. I'm not talking about the things that you do in a day, okay? Mm-hmm. What you achieved for yourself at the end of the day, what you really lived today. Oh, I was angry at this, an example, but I managed this time. I was not reacting, an mm-hmm. example. I had the moment when I was very happy because I saw a person and I was very happy. Emotion.
Yeah.
This is the focus, very important, especially in the journaling. It's just to put down what kind of emotion you lived. Because remember that emotions are the door to achieve something in your life and to be happy, healthy, and wealthy.
Yeah, you know, it's very interesting that the things that you told were I can say, like, it's very simple things, because when we want to change something in our life, we think very big, dramatically. Tomorrow I will start new day. I will not do this. And from the everything, I understood that this is not true. Everything starts from very, very small details that actually we devalue when we think breathing, meditation, what it's gonna bring to me. It's very interesting.
Exactly. That's why I was thinking the same. Meditation is just, you know, for Tibetan monk or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't want
very
to
be trendy. Exactly. Everyone is doing.
Actually, if you see, even when now we have a lot of information about that, no, even successful people, actually, they are doing this because it's helping for sure. To do what? Just to be focused, just to be in balance, just to be present, and to don't think always to the past or to the future. That's the point. Mm-hmm. This will open new door, because creativity maybe will come out, or just you will manage better a difficult situation, or whatever is the situation, or a project, you will have more energy. Because when you are in stress, what is happening to your body, actually, is that all the energy are concentrated on something, only one thing. And that's why you lose focus. Because even you are a very strong person and you think, okay, I can do. Why we use alcohol, smoking, and many other drugs? Because we want help. We have no more energy. But this is not true. Our body and our mind are infinite source of energy if you know how to use it. And the only way to do this is to become in balance with yourself. And meditation is one of these. We call meditation, but actually it's just a moment that you take for yourself, 10 minutes, just to reconnect with your breathing, that it's reconnection with your body, and to shut up your mind. Because our mind is like, you know, the thoughts that are going on in our mind is like a highway. When you look at a highway, you see many cars passing, right? Mm-hmm. And these are like thoughts. And if you are in a stress moment, you think that you can follow all of this car. But try to do it and to see all the cars that are passing. After the minutes, you will be, wow, I'm feeling even dizzy. So how to do this? You can have the look on the highway, but not following anything. And this is the focus. We have a lot of this moment naturally in our daily life, right? That's the point. How to repeat that moment of focus in order to be present? One is breathing technique. Very simple. You just 10 minutes, you focus on your breathing. You are just relaxing with maybe nice music and little candle that can help to create your sacred space, that it's only for you. In that moment, you are saying to your soul, you know what? I want to hear you. Long time that I'm not hearing you, your inner child, your soul. That's the point. When you reach the moment when you get in connection with your true essence, maybe only for 10 minutes. For now, that's enough. That's the point. You have to start from something.
Some small points.
And the question is that you want to do this again, because at the end, we want to be healthy and wealthy. And in order to be that, the true way is to reconnect with yourself and trust in what you are. Because all human beings are wonderful souls. How you use it, it's up to you.
Oh, in that point, we will finish our first session of the podcast. And I think the people who want to be healthy, wealthy, and
happy,
they just need to follow this podcast. And time by time, the knowledges and the things that you will share, it will be more and more picture, big picture we can see. And it would be nice if the people who will watch this video, they will put the questions on the comments. And next time we will ask Antonio some new interesting questions. And
I'm ready to.
Yeah, something like this.
Looking forward for this. So thank you so much, Diara.
Thank you for
yes.
The-
And
beautiful moment for the knowledge that you share, the things that you say. It's always, even though, because I'm the participant of your retreat, and I know, and I heard sometimes, a lot of times, these techniques and your words, but always it's a reminds me the feelings, that always the reminder, and always I have a new insight. Even the same words, but because I'm changing every day, every moment, it's more deeply, the meaning is coming.
And that's it. Thank you so much.